How are things back wherever you are?
They're very snowy and icy. Thank you.
I'm so glad you asked. Our guest is Dr. Alyssa Dweck, FACOG, an obstetrician gynecologist. The book is V is for Vagina, Your A to Z Guide to Periods, Purazines, Pleasures, and so much more, as I always say. How are you today? It's nice to have you back on Body Language.
Thank you. Nice to be back.
The subject for today is ripped from the pages of V is for Vagina with our next guest, Dr. Alyssa Dweck, obstetrician and gynecologist. We're going to talk about IUDs. What does that acronym stand for, doctor?
IUD stands for intrauterine device, and there are now several really excellent choices and varieties of IUDs that are helpful on so many levels, but of course their predominant purpose is for birth control and contraception.
My understanding that at least in the U.S. there are two types of IUDs available, the non-hormonal copper IUD, otherwise known as Paragard, and a hormonal IUD, which go by the names of, is it Mirena?
Yes, there are actually two hormonal IUDs now. One is called Mirena, which has been around for some time.
And the other, I'm reading your mind here, is called Skyla.
You got it.
Oh my goodness, I'll tell you what, it's amazing what you can do on the radio. Let's talk about Paragard, which is a non-hormonal copper IUD. Why would that be indicated?
Right. So the Paragard IUD is excellent and has benefits in the sense that it's usable and workable for 10 years. So this is a long-term IUD, although it certainly is reversible and can be pulled out at any point. This IUD is appropriate for women who are looking for long-term birth control that's reversible, but sort of a no-brainer type of contraception because you don't have to think about it day to day. It works by secreting copper, which incapacitates sperm, and also acts by being a foreign body in the uterus, which may in and of itself prevent pregnancy as well.
Now, even though these are foreign bodies, we should also differentiate between barrier methods, which prohibit, we hope, if all works out well, sperm from entering the vagina and migrating through the cervix and on to the uterus, and an IUD, which prevents pregnancy. What's the difference?
Well, an IUD requires an insertion in the office, which is a fairly easy procedure with minimal discomfort in most cases. And the IUD works in different ways depending on the one that you use, but it's much different than a barrier method because this is preventing sperm and egg from meeting at a different level. So the sperm with an IUD will still enter the vagina, still enter the cervix in some cases, and just will not, may be incapacitated at the level of the cervix with the copper IUD, and with the hormonal IUDs, which work a little bit differently, the sperm may stop at the cervix level due to thickening of mucus that occurs there.
In both cases, they're very convenient, and in the long run, versus taking birth control pills, probably less expensive. Is that a fair assumption on my part?
You know, I'm really not sure about that because I think it's so dependent on whatever other type of contraception somebody might be considering. And it also depends on insurance coverage and the like. So I'm really not sure about expense. I think it varies individually.
All the better reason to make an appointment with your OBGYN and discuss all of these issues in detail because cost and coverage are great big deals, pocketbook issues.
Certainly are. I'd like to mention some other really nice benefits of both the Skyla and the Mirena IUDs. These IUDs are also beneficial for women who are suffering with heavy, crampy periods. So they definitely have non-contraceptive benefits. The Skyla IUD is really something special these days because they are easily inserted into the young woman who perhaps hasn't had a pregnancy yet or hasn't had a baby yet, and because of its small size, the insertion is a little bit easier in this population.
I have read, anecdotally that female physicians, and you're certainly one of those, use IUDs 2 to 5 times more often than women who aren't doctors. Does that sound fairly accurate? And if so, why do you think that's the case? I mean, it sounds like a bit of an endorsement.
Wow. Well, I can't really attest to that statistic. And I think it's so age dependent, but certainly these are safe, reliable, and very well received forms of contraception, some of which have, you know, other non-contraceptive benefits. So it wouldn't surprise me.
What has your experience been, and once again, anecdotally, in your practice, are more women either inquiring about IUDs or requesting them, perhaps women who've been on other forms of birth control? I'm thinking primarily of the pill.
Right. No question. The IUDs are just literally all the rage right now, and I'm not sure whether this is due to the fact that they're just great forms of birth control with other beneficial effects, or whether this is a result of excellent marketing and publicity. But either way, they're excellent. I know the ACOG is endorsing these long-acting reversible forms of contraception because they have lower failure rates, higher compliance rates, and people are happy with them. The pill is a wonderful form of birth control, but may have some other side effects that some women are not happy about. I think the one that so many of my patients are concerned about is weight gain.
Yes.
Right. So with
the IUD is a passive form of birth control. Essentially, the IUD is inserted by an OBGYN, typically, and then that's it for a few years, isn't it?
Exactly. You've got a 3-year Skyla, a 5-year Mirena, and a 10-year Paragard, but of course, all easily reversible.
Now, do you put a label on your tummy to indicate when it's time to change that, or do you rely, I'm sorry, I couldn't resist, I should have, or do you rely on your conscientious OBGYN and their staff to knock on the door?
Yes, we rely on our conscientious staff and our excellent note-taking to let us know when time is up. The nice thing is you can remove an IUD and replace a new one at the same time, so you really can go without any break at all.
No, not you, but in terms of removing it, unless you're really handy. Preferably an OBGYN would perform the procedure.
I'm sure there are some family practitioners or internists or nurse practitioners who also could easily do this.
Oh, really? Well, that's interesting. See, I'm certainly not familiar with that. Does that vary state by state?
I would say it certainly varies community by community. In my community, it's mainly OBGYNs who do this.
Well, that's good to know. What is the downside to an IUD, and does that really depend on the type that you choose, either the non-hormonal copper IUD or the hormonal IUD?
So there are some downsides, which I like to say we prepare our patients for, so we pick and choose the right person for the right IUD. The Paragard has a reputation for making your periods a little bit heavier, longer, and crampier, but this typically gets better with time. So in someone who has horrible, painful, heavy flows from the beginning, perhaps this is not the best IUD for them. The two hormonal IUDs can cause some irregular and erratic bleeding for the first couple of months. So I typically like to prepare my patients for that so they don't panic.
What is typically called spotting or...
Right, intermenstrual bleeding, right.
Our guest is Dr. Alyssa Dweck. The book is V is for Vagina, Your A to Z Guide to Periods, Pyrazines, Pleasures, and so much more, as I always say. Dr. Dweck, where can people learn more about you and your work?
Oh, I would love people to visit my website, which is www.drdweck.com, and there's plenty of really valuable information there.
And when in doubt, buy the book, V is for Vagina. My experience has been, since I've already gone through 6 books, have some around the house that your friends can take home, because believe me, they will grab that book and cling to it. Thank you so much for joining us today on Body Language.
Thank you.
This is fun. You're
funny.
You're
I'm
very,
doing
very
my
good
best.
You
Thank you
name.
So much.